Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out how much your home is worth instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com.
Currently 70 in Augusta, 66 in Bangor, 60 in Camden, 56 in Bar Harbor. I'm Paul Wolf. Next news at 9 o'clock. Breaking news at once on Maine's News Talk and Information Station, VOM.
Before we hit the button for the super, super sized edition of What Tees You Up, we wanted to remind you all of the new feature that we hope to launch tomorrow morning with our very good friend, Christina Parker of the Wicked Smart podcast. I called it Wicked Good before. It is Wicked Good. It is Wicked Good. It's Christina Parker of the Maine GOP has the Wicked Smart SMAT podcast. And Graham Plattner has said, gosh, and posted so many questionable things that every week there seems to be something more, but the old ones still seem to be favorites. So we've decided to launch, well, it sounds like this. So Christina Parker of the Wicked SMAT podcast will be joining us, and we'll begin what is a weekly countdown of the stupidest things that Graham Plattner has done, said, or posted. And you can begin to look. A listener wanted to know, first of all, they love the song. Second, to know they wanted to know the lyrics so they could sing along. We'll get that posted at some point. They also wanted to know, could you play it at a certain time because I got to go to work by 7 and I don't want to miss it. We'll make sure that it is always part of the rewinds at WVOMFM.com. But starting tomorrow, God willing and the crick don't rise, Christina Parker of the Wicked SMAT podcast joins us for the Graham Plattner's Top 10 here on Maine's Morning News.
It's time to come out swinging.
Come out swinging.
For things that tee you off on the Voice of Maine.
Stupidest post from here to Stu Ben at Sky. Danielle Moore, six in your head, 1-800-966-1039. Line one. Someone's been holding for a while now.
All righty, caller, what tees you off?
I'm Lauren Wolf. You guys are like Loggins and Messina minus the talent. This is Elliot Cutler. This is Elliot Cutler here, and my wife and I are kind of stumped. I got the old Google machine up, and she's monitoring me, and we're looking up the word unenrolled on Pornhub, and there's no matches. Do you know the subcategory?
1-800-966-1039. I wanted to ask him his password. Caller, hi, it's Maine's Morning News, and we get to ask you what tees you off.
Good morning, boys. This is your president, Donald J. Trump.
Yes, sir.
I have made a horrible discovery, an absolutely terrible discovery. There is a second island in the Epstein files that was not released to the public, and I am releasing it today on VOM. That's right, off the coast of Sullivan, Maine, Ingalls Island was also a part of the horrible network of Epstein Island. Any female person who went onto Graham Plattner's Oyster website and ordered oysters had to put their order through a program called Kicks. A terrible program. All the women were brought to Graham Plattner's Island when only Graham Plattner was there, and horrible things ensued. We must do all we can to not have him in the Senate. That is all, boys.
That is all. 1-800-966-1039. You know, yesterday when the president was making those comments in the Oval Office, I looked to find that little red phone that he must pick up when he calls us.
I know.
Yeah. There's line one, sir.
Good morning, caller. What tees you off?
Elliot Cutler here again. And the password is, in honor of Graham Plattner, moister than an oyster, 88. If you know, you know.
1-800-966-1039. Caller, hi, it's Maine's Morning News. What tees you off?
Good morning, gentlemen. I'll tell you what tees me off. I can't understand this. I've been voting all my life for president, and usually in the evening, we know who it is. Now it's going to be 5 days to count this ranked voting? How can this be possible in this day and age? Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
1-800-966-1039. Well, because we were pitched that RCV was going to bring back civility, be easy and easy to understand, unless you're counting, I guess, and also would be, what was the other one? Oh, get dark money out.
Yeah.
Yeah. How we doing? are we 1 for 3? 2 for 3? 0 for 3. Zero for three on that one. Try line one.
Good morning, caller. What tees you off?
Hi, guys. I work for a company that pays state roads. I've been doing it for over 20 years.
God bless you for your service to a grateful state.
20 years ago, state used to fix roads. They used to find the problem and fix it. Now the attitude is they'd rather pave 10 miles of road wrong than pave 1 mile of road right because of money. There's a six inch crack in the road. They want to mill off an inch and cover it up and call it good.
Ballpark for us. How big a check would we have to write in order to fix roads and do them right in our state?
$1 million a mile.
Million a mile.
Wow.
Million a mile.
That was eye-opening. Mm. Wow.
Can you do a quick, sir? How many miles of... How many miles of road in the state of Maine?
Oh, gosh.
Let's find out. Caller, hi, what tees you off?
Good morning, smartass. Good morning, Paulie. I just want to say, okay, I'm going to try and do my best impersonation of a Somalian. Hi, I'm just off the boat. Thank you for electing me to public office. Now I'm going to further degrade your civilization. You people are wonderful. Thank you.
Smartass. By the way, listener says it shouldn't be calm down. It should be simma down. S-I-M-M-A-H. Simma down. You seeing how many roads? You see how many road? How many miles are of road in the state of Maine? Caller, hi. What tees you off?
Hey, Rick, it doesn't tee me off, but in a previous segment with Sean Moody, you made mention of the time frame of the announcement for the gubernatorial candidates for the Republican side. Just for the record, Marty from Monmouth was the one who mentioned the word Bobby Charles more than 6 months before he announced, and I've been thanked for doing so.
Marty and Monmouth. Keep between the lines, buddy. 1-800-966-1039. When we say to Marty, keep between the lines, we don't mean driving. We mean in his professional painting job.
Mm-hmm.
He's a Rembrandt. Any idea how many miles of road?
It's tough, but like 21,000 miles of public highway is what I'm getting for.
21,000. So there would be 21,000 million. That would be... That's like pingree money right there.
It's time to come out swinging.
Come out swinging.
For things that tee you off... On the Voice of Maine.
Caller, hi. The man with a nice rack has a question for you.
What tees you off?
Good morning, guys. I know this mugginess and warm weather has everybody feeling irritable, but worried on, my friends, because winter is only 28 weeks away.
You
Let's go!
You guys. Scoundrel, you rascal, you so-and-so.
I am more on the fall and winter side.
Are you?
Yeah.
You don't occasionally want to stew in your own juices like today?
No!
I don't understand why Jason Katerina had such a problem with that. I shouldn't have asked him that out of the gate because he was stunned and he didn't want to say anything for the rest of the segment with us this morning in the first hour. Caller, hi, what tees you off?
Boys, it's Bill from Arkansas. I heard something about an island. I'm headed north, boys.
1-800-966-1039. You want to collect your... You okay?
Yeah, I'm good. You, my head off my...
You boys okay? Emma Richards from Moving Mountains Mental Health on the PDQ to our telephone line. June is Men's Health Month. And she doesn't mean the magazine. Okay.
Oh, gotcha.
So, which is as, you know, close as you can get to without going over the edge. If you, anyway. She's on the PDQ to our telephone line tomorrow morning. Here
Fantastic.
On Maine's Morning News. Line one, sir.
Good morning, caller. What tees you off?
Good morning, boys. How are you?
We're doing better now that we got your voice on the radio. What tees you off, if anything, bub?
Yeah. Dr. Zach calling from Springfield. I feel entitled that I can call now.
Yes, you can. Dr. Zach was our contestant yesterday on the College of Political Knowledge, and we did indeed lick into an envelope a $10 gift card to Governor's, so you can go get yourself some, I don't know, mushroom stuffed or mozzarella sticks or something. Yeah. What tees you off on this eve of the Springfield Fair?
Well, I'm at the fairgrounds right now, but I just, you know, I'm going to tell a little joke. I used to live down in Portland when Shana Bellows was executive director at ACLU, and we referred to her as Shana Showgirl. if you know what I mean.
1-800-966-1039. Showgirl. Showgirl? Does she know show tunes? Is that what you mean? Hmm. And that's the way that I'm going to spin it in my own head now for the rest of my life. There's no business like show business. Line one, Mr. Wolf.
Good morning, caller. What tees you off?
Morning, gentlemen. Grand Platter calling in. Always a pleasure. Guys, I've been partying real hard the past couple days, celebrating a victory. I even came up with a new handle for Reddit. I'm going by the name of Tyler Wolf on Reddit now. But, boys, I just wanted to reach out and see if your people could contact my people, and maybe you guys could come over for a planned burglary. I could assert my dominance, and we could party all night long. Have a great day, gentlemen.
I would, but I'd be concerned something would happen to us that starts with a letter R, as we learned from a New York Times article.
Yeah.
We got to get the syllabus, by the way, going for the College of Political Knowledge. We don't even have the first question written up yet, but line two is ringing.
Good morning, caller. What tees you off?
Good morning. DJ Gina G here.
Thank you for sending us the text message. I've been eyeing it, but I haven't been able to give it my full attention. Some changes in the school committee in Hermtown.
Yes, take a look at that. Let me know what you think. But Stephanie Euler submitted her resignation last month.
And just give me the 30 seconds. Why did she do that?
She's claiming that she can't stand behind a chair and a vice chair who don't follow policy because they're actually letting the public speak and be heard. And she doesn't like that.
Mm. Let me take a stronger gander at that as best I can, DJ Gina G, and get back to you, okay?
Yes, but that wasn't what teased me off.
Oh, well, what does?
So tonight is our annual town meeting, and what's going to tee me off is if we pass this budget, and then when everyone gets their tax bill, they're like, what's going on? What's going on? Well, if you don't want your taxes to go up, you need to show up and vote the budget down tonight at 6 p.m. at the high school.
DJ Gina G telling it like it is and something more, or as Don Colson back in the day would say, and something special too, on the PDQ door telephone line. Final caller on line one, Mr. Wolf.
All right, caller, finish it up strong. What tees you off?
Hey, guys, how about this? A countdown to summer solstice. It's right around the corner. Let's talk about it. Wearing summer gear. Next thing you know, we'll have to have winter coats on.
I bind those words in the name of Jesus. Again tomorrow, God willing, and the crick don't rise, we begin our new feature with our very good friend, Christina Parker of the Wicked Smat podcast, as we look at some of the stupidest things that Graham Platner has ever said, done, or posted.
He done it once, he done it again. Open his mouth, proved he's a dunce among men. The most embarrassing posts from heinous to Ben. Turn up the radio for Graham.
Wolf's got sports forecast on the way as well, and the College of Political Knowledge coming up on Maine's Morning News.
Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out how much your home is worth instantly at laughlinwolfingtonrealty.com.